All right, the price of gas is just stupid. This is just stupid.
Just makes you want to cuss, doesn't it?
It just, well, yeah.
Foul, foul, filth.
And here's the deal, is they're trying, they're going to say, these people are so stupid, we'll tell them Iran is causing the problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll tell them it's Iran that's doing that. See, what's happened is Iran now is, they've stopped shipments of crude to Britain and France. They did that on Sunday. So that's going to make our gas prices go up? That makes our gas prices go up? By the way.
What you paying for that diesel now?
Diesel, let me see. I don't even remember. Is it $3.79 or is it $4?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, $3.79 is what I'm paying.
Yeah, that's about, what, that's about 30 cents more than non-diesel's paying.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, and again, I don't care what it is that you use, unless you grow it yourself or raise it yourself. Well, no, probably even if you raise it yourself, diesel is in the equation somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Diesel is used to get what you want from where it is to you. It just happens. So I don't know how they can keep it that
way. Scott, as long as I can go home every day and crawl inside my garage and close the outside world out around me, then I really don't care about your facts.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
As long
as that pump works and that card keeps working.
That's right. We'll run this out for you. So, you know, right up front, Exxon's profits are up 69%. Okay. Now, I will quickly add to that that if you are in a mutual fund or some other type of large investment, you may, in fact, have some Exxon stock. So don't go beat up on the oil companies for that.
You likely do, depending on your mutual fund.
Yeah, right. Hello?
Yeah, you know, you were talking about gas prices. What I find so ironic is when the price of oil goes up, gas immediately jumps up. But when it goes down, it takes a long time for gas prices to go down.
Yeah, if ever. Sometimes it just doesn't.
Yeah.
But now, here's the deal. American oil production is the highest it has been in 8 years. Okay? Now, Tom Closa, who's an oil analyst, he's talking to Bloomberg News, and he's a Brit. Quote, petrol demand is as low
Close as... Closa's not British. We've had him on here before.
Why is he saying petrol?
I don't know, but he's from Texas, I'm pretty sure. So.
Demand is as low as it has been since April of 1997. People properly puzzled by the fact that we're using less gas than we have in years, yet we're paying more for it. It'd be really easy to go Lewis Black on this. You know what I'm saying?
So it's not a demand problem.
Not at all.
Because we ain't demanding it.
No, that's right. So with gas prices at their highest February level in history, that's up more than 8% since the end of 2011. Why is the current run-up in prices going on despite the fact that demand is down? Because, you know, we did that supply-demand curve in economics. Remember that? In a perfect world. What he says, what Closa says, is that a lot of it has to do, once again, with speculative money that's gone into gas future contracts since the beginning of the year, mostly from hedge funds and large money managers. And those people don't have any money at all.
This sounds scarily like the thing that got us in trouble before, you know, hedge funds and
hello.
Things like that.
I have some behind news, interesting info regarding the oil industry. Uh-huh. I have a friend that works in purchasing for one of our major oil companies that she's basically in charge of the quickie stations, you might say.
Right.
And she was asked by her boss in January to do a study on whether it was cheaper to retrofit or just put in new gas station price signs that can handle four digits.
Thanks a lot.
That's
happy
refreshing.
News. Yeah. Hello.
Hey, in addition to you're saying demand is down, plus if they stop shipping to the European countries, then that means supply's up, so it should be plummeting like a rock.
Well, again, sure. Again, in a perfect economic model, that's what we're talking about. But not that way. Since the beginning of the year, we talked about the hedge funds and the large money managers. He says we have seen $11 billion in speculative money come in on the long side of gas futures. Each of the last 3 weeks, we have seen a record net long position being taken. So, in other words, seeing it on out there, there's going to be good times ahead. And, you know, the last time we had this problem is a really weird deal because spot market prices, in other words, you had to go buy right now, spot market prices were lower than the futures prices, which, again, runs counter. It would seem like if you need it immediately, it should be a higher price. But that's how much they had run futures up. We're slaves to it, folks. Dollar is to say it. Gallon of gas nationally from $3.25 at the end of 2011 to $3.52 right now. What are you boys paying right now?
I paid $3.39 downtown the other day.
Yeah. Hang on, I bought yesterday, and I think I've still got...
No, I threw my receipt down, so I think I paid $3.40 something.
Yeah.
So,
and again, we're supposed to be happy with this?
No, I'm
just
not.
Amazing, just amazing. Now, the other thing that's interesting... Hello?
Yes, you talk about the... gas prices being high, it's because the demand for our finished goods, or gasoline and diesel, are going across the water back to the Brits and Europe. That, in regard with higher prices, is because now petroleum products are the largest export product that the United States has. It's not airplanes anymore.
Oh, that's interesting. Are you in the business?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you. I'm going to
say that sounded like a man that knows what he's talking about.
So in other words, it's there, but it's being taken off of our shores and sent to another market. And again, much as we used to talk about corn and ethanol, you can't fault the corn farmer if he's getting paid, he or she's getting paid more money to put it in a fuel tank than to put it in a piece of livestock. So, you know, understand that. But I appreciate that insight right there. That will give us an idea as to why it runs counter to an economic model that we all learned about supply and demand. It is being used up, just not around here. Grinned Barrett. Now, the other thing that we probably ought to at least chat about is the last time we had these high prices that were scaring people, we changed the way that we drove.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people didn't go back to driving that way. Now, you know, you can go back to the old war times and, you know, they used to say, is this trip really necessary? And a lot of people started taking that into account when they would drive. And I was talking to somebody the other day and they said, and they drive a gas car, you know, I spent $50 filling up my gas tank. Well, for them, that $50 was the threshold. You know, when you're paying $39, $46, that wasn't a big deal. But when you got to $50, it was the threshold. And, you know, with the diesel, you put $100 in the tank. That happens. And that's what I said to him. I said, hey, try putting $100 in there and see how you feel about that. But again, it's wherever your ouch factor is, your owie factor. And that's what causes, and that's different for everybody, but it causes you to then change your behavior. And I guess that's the signal that we have to send. But it's just craziness. Just nuts. So.
And still, I mean, you know, you got the people that are in the minimum wage jobs or.
Yep.
And all of that, and, you know, they're looking at their cost to them to get to work. You know, if somebody from Bryan, the only place they could find a job was in Hearn, and, you know, they put a pencil to that and say, okay, I'm making this, but it's costing me this to get home and back.
Well, and as we can end the sentence so often, we are so much better off than so many other people.
Oh, yeah.
Where I just came from, they're paying by the liter over there.
Yeah.
And they're basically paying per liter what we're paying per gallon.
Yeah. If you go pay by the liter. Go calculate your gas tomorrow by the liter and
Hello.
See. Hello. What's up?
Hey, I heard yesterday some guys talking about it, and they said that the price of the dollar has fallen, and when the dollar falls because oil is bought in dollars, the price of oil goes up, and they said if you put a chart out there, it's almost perfectly inverse relationship. As the dollar falls, the price of oil goes up.
Were these like two guys leaning on a lamppost, or were they on TV, or what was going on?
No, I was on the radio, and I wasn't paying that close attention.
Yeah, I know.
So you're listening to us.
Hello?
Yeah, listen, in the paper the other day, there was a thing about the Keystone Pipeline where the Congress voted against an amendment that required everything on the Keystone Pipeline to be sold in the United States. So our Republican congressman, which I am a Republican, voted no to require everything to be sold in the United States. That just drives our prices up.
Well, good. I'll have we'll ask Bill Flores about that if we get a chance to talk to him. There's another thing about the Rockefeller brothers.
The Keystone Pipeline wasn't gasoline, though.
No, it wasn't. That was crude. There's an oil shale from in Canada, right?
Yeah,
that they're bringing down to be refined here. But they're saying
it's not to say that it couldn't eventually lead to it, but to say that would have an immediate impact would be a stretch at best.
The other thing, too, is that I... as I understood, they're going to bring that down to Houston or bring it down to be refined in Texas, and then they were going to ship it offshore, that it was not necessarily petroleum or energy that was going to be consumed here in the United States. But, again, we're a long way from any of that happening. About 10 till.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer. Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Windham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Come see us at the Home Expo, February 20th. 25th and 26th. We are launching an exciting new product.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987. Complete
Nutrition. Hello, I'm Joe Orsak with Marblecraft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marblecraft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marblecraft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books today. We'll match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. To learn more, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community for the community.
Hey, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking a lot of coffee this morning.
Yeah, we have. I've been paying attention to most of it, too. Yeah.
I personally enjoy talking about coffee because coffee is one of my favorite things to talk about.
And we've been talking about people not having any money.
Who wouldn't want to talk about coffee?
Yeah, found that interesting.
Yeah.
There's a lady in Bend, Oregon, paints pictures with beer instead of paint.
Yeah.
Karen Eland first became famous for her coffee art. That was painting with coffee. Decided to go to a different medium. Painting with beer is quite simple and very similar to coffee painting. I pour out some beer and start dipping my brush and painting, so it's beer art. Yes, Karen, I'd say that's pretty straightforward. That's pretty much the way that it would work. Okay. Now, again, as we mentioned today also is International Pancake Day. They're doing the race thing. But there are other Lenten customs. I mean, we're about to... You know, about to be a bunch of people behaving for the first time in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because it's Lent.
Yeah, that's right.
Lent what? I didn't bar nothing.
Yeah. They're going to give up stuff.
Yeah, and exactly. And, right. And you know what? And the thing is, they're going to tell you that they gave it up for Lent, and they're going to try to make you feel bad about it.
Yeah, I'm giving this up for Lent.
Yeah, exactly. So,
how about you give up giving up stuff for Lent? How about you give up telling me what you gave up for Lent?
Yeah, give up bragging on yourself. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
So, because ironically, when you tell me what you gave up for Lent, aren't you also giving up humility for Lent?
Oh, my.
That's right.
Listen to you.
You're bringing it on.
Hello?
Just saying.
NJ Perry is a little hooch in the morning.
I'm sorry?
A hooch. Perry's a hooch in the morning.
Okay.
All right.
I had him say it twice.
Yeah.
I still don't know what he said, but it's okay.
But, you know, we were talking about people, you know, with money problems and the gas problems.
Uh-huh.
I've got a way that we can replace their entertainment dollar right now.
Oh, how's that?
By giving away tickets to Fighting Texas Aggie baseball.
He's just killing me, isn't he?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, we can't do it tomorrow. I mean, the game's tonight. I guess you could do it tomorrow. Somebody can call in.
We'll give you those in Frankie Lane tickets.
695-1620. 695-1620.
This is for tonight.
That's right. You'll be sitting next to Tom. That's the downside. But anyway, we got to...
No, you won't. You'll be three sections over,
there
actually.
There you go. 695-1620. Tickets to Texas A&M baseball against Stephen F. Austin. That's tonight.
Tonight.
All you
got to
do is call in right now.
And you win two tickets.
While I tell you the story. You know, I saw that disturbing video of the guy putting on his socks in Walmart.
Was it pixelated?
Yeah, it was.
Because he was taking off a lot more than that first.
Well, they did. They showed that, too. He was a big guy. Phoenix, Arizona man accused of accidentally discharging a gun in a Walmart bathroom stall.
Oh,
well, that can echo right there.
Yeah, 24-year-old Andrew Seals says here, sat down. And his revolver fell out. So the Ruger 357.
Oh, that's a big one, too.
Yes, it was. Reportedly hit the ground, fired off a shot. Ricocheted all over the place.
Far.
Yeah.
Fired that shot?
The bullet landed on the floor right next to a man standing at a urinal.
Mm. Woo! Oh, man.
He may have been in the wrong place.
That could have caused a mess.
I was going to say.
He may have been in the wrong place.
Yeah, he might should have taken a stall.
Yeah, that's right.
First you say it, then you do it.
There were no injuries. All right, you want to go see baseball tonight?
Yeah, definitely.
Who's this?
This is Randall.
Randall who?
Randall Moore.
What do you do, Randall?
I work at a paint store.
Well, you can name it.
A paint store.
Yeah? What's it called?
Yeah. Sherwin-Williams.
Oh, okay. There you go. Okay.
I've heard of them.
He may have mixed some paint for me.
You got to come here to the radio station before 5:30 and pick up your tickets.
You in the Bryan store or the College Station store?
The College Station store.
Have you been to the ballpark yet? Have you been to Olson Field at Bluebell Park yet?
I have not. This is the first time.
You'll be impressed.
Yeah, all right. We're at fifth floor, Crystal Park Plaza. Come by. We got them for you, Randall. Okay.
All right,
thanks a lot. There you go.
There you go.
Drop those off. We'll have some more. Listen, we are the voice of Texas A&M baseball.
Are we not?
We'll have plenty of baseball tickets for you.
For the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
During the season. Yeah. Well, not for the season. No. During.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We're not giving away season tickets.
During the season. So if you didn't win today, don't worry. There'll be plenty more.
February is National Dental Health Month, and Aaron's Family Dentistry wants to keep your teeth healthy with a free Sonicare toothbrush. Visit Aaron's Family Dentistry on Facebook, click like, and you're automatically entered to win a free Sonicare toothbrush. Winners will be posted on the Aaron's Family Dentistry website at the end of February. Since 1984, Dr. Jim and Karen Aaron's have been committed to the dental health of the Brazos Valley. Schedule your checkup and professional teeth cleaning today.
Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit ArentsDDS.com. That's ArentsDDS.com.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Royalty Pecans, providing you with natural, high-quality Texas pecans grown right here in the Brazos Valley. Pecans make a delicious, nutritious snack. They're naturally sodium and cholesterol-free, rich in fiber, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Royalty Pecans' signature products are made fresh in their farm kitchen using quality ingredients. Shop Royalty Pecans' orchard store for their pies, breads, treats, and more. It's open year-round on Highway 21 at the Brazos River or anytime online. For events, call 979-272-3904 or click royaltypecans.com.
Hey, so now this little town down in South Texas, is it Tivoli or is it Tivoli?
Tivoli. I go through it every time I go to Port Aransas.
Okay, I've always heard it called Tivoli.
No, well, Tivoli is where what is called every place else in the world.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those.
Okay.
Maybe it is Tivoli.
Yeah.
Tivoli.
Yeah.
Well, did you hear what happened at Tivoli?
Yeah, they done boycotted them a lunchroom.
They said,
did they really?
Yeah, they did. They did. They said, we need things to be better food down here. Yeah, so we're going to see.
Is that right?
Yeah, they got too much macaroni and cheese. They want some healthful options.
I can't believe they made the news. I mean, that's a one blinking light town.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Got a Dairy Queen, though.
It is. Associated Press. Yeah. They got them a reporter drove
Dairy
over
Queen.
There.
Yeah, they got a Dairy Queen.
All right.
Well,
yeah.
with unhealthy lunches.
There you go. Well, they went over there, and they're in the news now. So, got it going. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
The first telephone directory. One page, 50 names. 1878.
The very next day, the first crank call was made.
That's right. No numbers, okay? Just the names, because you'd call and say, you know, Edith, get me Chase. 1885, the newly completed Washington Monument was dedicated. It took them a while to do that. 1947, a guy named Edwin Land showed us this camera, this instant camera. Yep, at the Optical Society of America back in 1947. 1948, NASCAR was incorporated.
Yeah.
That's gone pretty well for him.
Uh-huh.
We saw the peace symbol for the first time on this date in 1958.
Oh.
And in 1988, Jimmy Swaggart said, please don't make me kill my cash cow. He went up on TV and said he'd stand. And sure enough, there are enough people still giving him money. But
he's still around.
Yeah, I know. He's still around. Does that show you that there are people who got more money than they got sense? Wow.
And didn't Churchill give that peace symbol a long time before that? Oh, no, that was victory. That's right.
The peace symbol.